Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. A greeting and embracing upon return. Sayyidina Barra ibn Azib radiyallahu ta'ala anha narrates that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, when two people meet and shake hands, their sins are wiped away even before they part ways. Note that the Islamic term used to shake hands is musafaha, and the term for embracing is mu'anaqa. Sayyidina Hudhayfa radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, when a Muslim meets another Muslim and then takes his hand and clasps it and makes musafaha, their sins are shed away like the leaves of a tree. Sayyidina Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, when the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum met one another, they would make musafaha. That is, they would shake hands. And when one of them returned from a journey, they would embrace one another. Sayyidina Ja'far ibn Abi Talib radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that when he returned from Abyssinia, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam met him and embraced him. Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyida Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha narrates that when Sayyidina Zayd ibn Haritha radiyallahu ta'ala anhu returned to Madinah Tayyibah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was at her home. Zayd radiyallahu ta'ala anhu came and knocked at the door. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam rushed towards him, dragging his sheet along whilst his upper body was bare, and embraced him. Sayyidina Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha says, I never saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam without his upper cloth before that day, nor after that day. Note, in the light of the above, it is sunnah to make musafaha and mu'anaqa with travelers upon their return. Ibn Alan al-Maliki rahimahullah has made the above assertion. To receive travelers upon their return, Sayyidina Sa'ib ibn Yazid radiyallahu ta'ala says, we went to Taniyatul Wada with the rest of the children in order to receive and welcome Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Note that when departing for a journey, it is the duty of the traveler to meet his family and his companions. However, it is their obligation to go and meet him when he returns. Izaduddin bin Jama'ah rahimahullah has written that this etiquette is deduced from the practice of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the Sahaba radwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. May Allah ta'ala give us the understanding and the ability to practice. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallah wa bihamdihi, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka.